So are you ready to dive into something pretty interesting today?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're talking all about the DLEA Spanish proficiency exams. And I know a lot of you listening, you're familiar with them already, but we're not actually going to be like taking the exam or anything like that. But we're going to be looking at it from a totally different perspective, from the examiner's perspective.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, I think a lot of people, when they think about these exams, they're thinking about themselves as the test taker.
Right.
But, you know, there's a whole other side to it, right?
And that's exactly what we're looking at today. And specifically, we're going to be looking at the experience of this woman, Carmen Madrid, who documented her experience as an examiner for the C1 exam level, which is no joke.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, so Carmen, she starts her day pretty early, you know, 6:30 a.m. wake-up call, got to be out the door for an 8:50 meeting before even heading off to the exam centers, which are north of Madrid.
Wow, that's a commitment.
It is.
I mean, that's a whole thing, you know, just getting there
and then
on time.
Yeah, and then she has this examiner briefing, which is like, wow.
Yeah, it's like mission control, right?
Yeah. I mean,
everything has to be perfect. And she's got to collect all the materials, the pencils, pencil erasers, the exams themselves, the answer sheets, specific instructions on what to say and what to do.
It's like down to every little detail.
Exactly.
But I guess when you're dealing with something that's this standardized and has to be fair across the board,
right,
you can't have any room for error.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. If one examiner is kind of like, ah, whatever, you know, and another one is really strict,
right,
it could totally change a candidate's experience and it wouldn't be fair.
So it's not just about being organized. It's really about making sure the playing field is totally level for everybody. And, you know, I was thinking about, like, you walk into that exam room and you have, like, nothing.
Right.
No phone, no watch, like, nothing that's familiar. It's all provided by the Instituto Cervantes.
Yeah. It's true. And I bet that makes people nervous. But you know what? It's actually for a good reason. Because even if you had, like, a different kind of pen or something, that could technically be an advantage.
Right.
They don't want anything like that to affect your score.
It's wild that they even think about things like that.
Right.
I mean, Carmen said some people even get mixed up about using pencils versus pens.
I know, right? It's like, are we back in grade school?
Yeah, like what?
But I guess it just goes to show how seriously they take this whole standardization thing.
And, you know, in a way, it probably takes some of the pressure off because you know that everyone's in the exact same boat.
Exactly. It's all about your Spanish skills, not about what kind of pen you have or whatever.
So it's like they're controlling all these other factors.
Yeah.
So the only thing that really matters is
you and your Spanish.
Exactly.
Exactly.
How well you actually know the language.
Exactly.
So, okay, you've made it through the door. You're sitting in the exam room, pencil in hand, ready to go. What's the examiner doing at this point?
Well, they're not just sitting there twiddling their thumbs.
Right.
They have a really important role during the reading and listening sections.
Ah.
Think of them as like a watchful guardian.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
They're there to make sure that the environment is calm and focused, that nobody's, you know, cheating or anything.
Right. Like sneaking answers.
Exactly. And they also have to make sure that the audio is working properly for the listening section.
Which I guess is more important than you might say.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Carmen actually mentioned that she had a little mishap with the audio during one of her exams.
Really?
Yeah, it can happen.
So even if the Instituto Cervantes technology isn't perfect,
it happens to the best of us.
So they have to be ready for anything.
Exactly. And you can imagine how stressful that would be for the candidates if the audio suddenly cut out.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So the examiner has to be really calm and collected and handle the situation smoothly.
Right, because if the examiner's freaking out, then everyone's going to be freaking out.
Exactly. It's all about keeping things calm and fair for everyone.
So you get through the reading and listening, you have a little break, and then it's on to the writing portion.
Right.
Carmen talked about setting out the fresh pens and answer booklets, like the whole nine yards.
Yeah, this whole process.
He even managed to, like, sneak in a quick lunch at some point.
I know, right? Those examiners need to stay fueled up.
They do.
It's a long day.
It's a long day for everybody.
But it just shows how much work goes into every single step of this exam, you know?
Right.
It's all about minimizing distractions and making sure everything's fair.
And then there's the oral exam, which sounds like a whole other level of complicated.
It's like a carefully choreographed dance.
I was going to say, a logistical dance.
Carmen had to coordinate with another examiner, set up the room in a specific way so the candidate couldn't see the one who was scoring check IDs. Again, explain all the procedures, time everything perfectly.
It's a lot.
It is, and it takes a lot of skill.
Like, I feel like I'd be so flustered trying to do all that.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely not easy.
So hats off to those examiners.
Seriously, they're like multitasking maskers.
They are.
They have to be the timekeeper, the rule enforcer, and even kind of like a therapist a little
Oh,
bit.
yeah, for sure.
Putting the candidates at ease.
Right, because, people are already nervous
Oh,
going into
absolutely.
this.
It's a high-pressure situation.
Yeah, so the examiner has to strike this balance between, like, being friendly and approachable,
Right.
but also maintaining that neutrality and
It's a
objectivity.
delicate balance, for sure.
And I love that Carmen actually shared some insider tips from her
Oh,
experience.
yeah, those are
She
great.
said, like, bring your own watch just in case the classroom clock isn't visible.
That's such a good tip.
Because, time management is so important.
Especially on an exam like this.
Yeah, you don't want to be caught off guard. And
Exactly.
then another tip was make sure you know how to fill out those answer sheets correctly.
Oh my gosh, that's huge.
She said some people still use X's instead of filling in the squares, which can actually cost you points.
It seems so simple, but under pressure, it's easy to make those kinds of
Yeah,
mistakes.
totally.
And then this one I thought was really interesting. She said, if the examiner forgets to start the timer for the oral exam,
Oh, wow.
don't be afraid to politely remind them.
Really?
Yeah, you're allowed to advocate for yourself.
That's amazing. I love that.
Right. I think they want you to do well, but they're human.
Yeah, they can make mistakes. It's
Exactly.
okay to just politely say, "Excuse me, did you start the timer or whatever?"
It's all about clear communication and making sure everything runs smoothly.
That's a good point. So it's kind of like they're on your side in a way.
Yeah,
They want
exactly.
you to do well, but they have to like stay neutral.
Yeah, it's
Like a referee.
like a referee in a game. They
Right.
have to enforce the rules, but ultimately they want to see a good game.
Exactly. And even when the last candidate walks out the door, the examiner's day isn't over yet.
Oh no, there's still so much to do.
There's paperwork packing up all those materials, sending everything back to the Instituto Cervantes.
Right.
Carmen even mentioned like helping her in-laws move after her exam day.
Wow, that's
I
dedication.
know.
Talk about going above and beyond.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So like next time you're facing down a big exam, any exam really,
Yeah.
just take a second to think about those people on the other side of the table.
Yeah.
They're not just robots, you know?
Right, they're real people.
They're real people, they're professionals, they often have like a background in education themselves.
Yeah, a lot of them are teachers or have been
And
teachers.
they actually care about language learning.
Absolutely. They're not just there to like make your life miserable or anything.
Yeah, they want you to succeed, but it's like they have to do it within this very strict framework.
Right. It's all about fairness and standardization.
Exactly. And they've seen it all. They've seen people like totally freeze up. They've seen people like ace it.
Yeah.
So they understand the pressure that you're under.
And that's why they try to make the environment as like calm and supportive as possible.
Yeah, because ultimately they want you to be able to like show what,
Right, your true abilities without
exactly.
all that extra stress getting in the way.
It's kind of like they're the unsung heroes of the language learning world.
Yeah, I like that.
We focus so much on the students and their achievements,
Right.
but we don't always think about the people who are like making those achievements possible.
It's true, those examiners are kind of behind the scenes, but they play such a crucial role.
So yeah, this has been a really fascinating look, I think, at the Delhi exam from the examiner's perspective.
Yeah, it definitely gives you a whole new appreciation for what goes on behind the scenes.
All the meticulous preparations, the unexpected hiccups, and even those little insider tips that Carmen shared.
Right, those can be really helpful for anyone who's thinking about taking the deli.
Yeah, for sure. So if you're out there and you're thinking about taking the deli,
Yeah.
just remember those examiners. They're not the enemy.
They're on your side.
They're rooting for you.
Yeah, they want you to do well.
But they also have to make sure everything's fair.
Right, it's a balancing act.
So that's it for our deep dive into the Dell exams from the examiner's perspective.
Yeah, thanks for taking this journey with us.
And we would love to hear about your experiences with exams, good or bad.
Yeah, share your stories with us.
Use the hashtag DeepDiveDeal on social media.
We'd love to hear from you.
Because, everyone has an exam story.
Everyone's been there.
And sometimes those stories are even more interesting than the exam itself.
Yep.
Y por supuesto, si tienes alguna pregunta sobre el examen DELE, sobre gramática o vocabulario o cualquier tema relacionado con la enseñanza o aprendizaje del español como segunda lengua, no dudes en contactar conmigo en mi correo carmenmadridonline@gmail.com o en mi página web deleexam.com, donde además de estos podcasts encontrarás cursos para preparar el examen DELE individualmente o en grupo, libros y muchas cosas más. Muchas gracias y hasta el próximo día. Así que, ¿estás listo para demostrar tu nivel de español al mundo?